The ousted chief of Nashville International Airport says his firing was a violation of the Family Medical Leave Act. He had been approved to take time off for a liver transplant, but wasn't allowed to come back 6 weeks later, WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
The lawsuit filed in federal court says Rob Wigington worked up to the day before he got his new liver. He says that he had notified the city's airport authority of his cancer diagnosis and that he would need time to recuperate but planned to be back. The Family Medical Leave Act makes exceptions for people deemed key to operations, but to exempt someone from FMLA, the person has to be informed before going on leave, and Wigington says he wasn't. The lawsuit also accuses the airport authority of violating disability rules for saying he looked too sick to speak on behalf of the airport. Attorney and former federal judge Kevin Sharp says Wigington, his client, just wants to return to work along with back pay.
Nowhere do I think in the complaint says this is about hurt feelings. It's not. It's about complying with federal law.
The airport authority contends that the firing was based on a deep dissatisfaction with Wigington's job performance, especially as Nashville International embarks on a massive expansion. In response, the lawsuit says the justification is coming after the fact, pointing out that Wigington was always granted performance bonuses. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.